choose what they want to become. Become worthy. Worthy for baptism. Mormonizer, Mormon, Mormonizer, you're a Mormonizer. Oh, Mormonizer, elder, you're a Mormonizer, elder. Teach what you do, baptize you. Mormonizer, Mormonizer, Mormonizer,
Mormonizer. It was Brewski.
Yes, Brewski. He was like, dude, have some Brewski. I like it.
Right. Oh yeah, dude was awesome. Like, have some brewski.
Is it any better, dude?
Probably not. But I can. Like I said, I fixed the last group of them by like After Effects.
I really want you to try with the speakers off.
So oh yes, thank you, Rose.
Some people call me the gangster.
Are we podcasting already?
Yes, we are podcasting right now.
You didn't some people call me Mo.
I'm sorry I didn't warn you.
You never warned me, though, so
no, you never warned any of us. It's just like, oh, good, we're podcasting now.
I like the spontaneous introduction. Don't you guys?
You guys don't like that?
We should ask our listeners. Like it, our listeners don't listen.
I like a planned spontaneous introduction.
We did this for us. And if any of you out there listening got some other indication... Just throw it out the window.
Well, no, yeah. I don't care if you think it's about you. Like, that's all cool. Right.
We're going as long as it's fun, and then cutting it off. Okay. Because okay, I don't need these to be an hour anymore.
What's the time?
I don't think any of us
really. The time right now? You mean the time of the podcast. Okay, well, the time right now, for anybody who's wondering, it is 4:05.
On the fourth year, what day of the fourth month of the 2012th year of our Lord.
20 years ago.
That's just 100 years ago. Alright, lasses and gents. Rowan, AJ, and I...
God damn it,
did you introduce us, Mike?
No,
listeners might not know who we are.
Well, the listeners shouldn't be listening then.
Are we going to defuse a pizza this time?
This time? Yeah. How would we do it this time?
Don't we need to order it for next time? Like, this time we order it for next time.
We can't set a schedule solid enough to order future pizza.
If we do it, then
Our plans fall apart all the time.
Exactly.
The last times that we've tried to podcast.
Like, I don't have the money to just buy a future pizza. Dude, it's gonna be like plans fall through. It's gonna be like you're alone in my room eating.
Dude, it's just gonna be like a mini pizza anyway. Like you're just gonna get like the $5.
We should order
pizza.
Like one slice of pizza.
You can order a slice. I don't think they'll deliver a slice.
I think delivery charge would be more than.
That's right. Here's your tip. It's the same as the pizza. So what I was trying to say. Oh well, let's introduce ourselves first. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Lazy Gamers Podcast. It's been a little while. Not too long, though. Not as long as it's been before. I'm your host, Mark Dries. I'm wearing fuzzy bear arms, but I'll explain that later.
Because he has the right to them.
I do have the right to them. I'm going to go from the right to left this time. So, also joining me is Rome, the Lionhearted Kirkbaum.
Hi!
He just waved to you. This is a really, really good audible podcast.
You know how I do.
I do know how you do, Rome. AJ, the reigning champion of Lifesaver. You are now pelvic thrusting on my bed.
I'm pelvic thrusting to the audience.
Okay, well, they couldn't see that, but I can see you.
Yeah. They love it.
So that's who counts. Adam Zubat.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh God,
he's currently masturbating on my bed.
Oh yeah, fucking everyone.
No,
it's crazy.
He was picking his nose just to have me.
I thought about masturbating, and then I was like, it's too close to pelvic thrusting.
Yeah,
gotta be original. You know, exactly. when you're making obscenities in my room for a public audience
on your bed. No less.
All right, I'd say it's pretty airtight. What do you guys think? What if I get some, like, foam or something to put behind this?
Dude, yeah, only the problem is that foam is so expensive.
Foam, like the recording foam
that we thought about buying, it was so
much
money.
The triangle foam? Yeah, triangle foam is expensive.
It's so bad.
Just make triangle foam, can't
we? Yeah, we could, but
we could just buy fucking pool noodles, okay? Hot glue them together and cut them into triangles.
Because I want a good recording area now.
The problem is that if we get pool noodles, we're just going to make LARPing things out of them.
That's true. We gotta get them anyways.
Okay, I was telling Mark that I'd rather just participate in a sword fight in costume club than in a LARPing thing. Because that's what I assumed that they were doing from the pictures. But no, I don't want to, like, have health point systems and shit. I just want to fucking sword fight, and if you feel like you've just taken a critical hit, you lose.
Right, there's no way. Mages and stuff. I don't want to do that.
There's no way it's gonna be a health point system. Like, it'll probably be just like how it was when we went to that buffer.
It's like the buffer.
Where it was like two.
No, but they want like mages, they've got poison throwing stars, they've got and, like health things. Potions.
Yeah.
Well, that's and, if you go to really.
And they're right. No. But that's what they're doing. With, like,
well, let's watch Dark On on Netflix, and then we'll figure it out.
We should do that.
And well, they want to write backstories. Did you hear that? They're writing backstories for their characters.
Those are the really hardcore
people. I get what people are. Well, see, but they're not playing like hardcore. They have cardboard armor, and they're.
Well, I mean,
mages throw styrofoam balls.
I'd rather go less hardcore about the rules and more hardcore about making the costumes.
Right. Same here. We'll figure something.
I'll just use whatever costume.
We'll figure out a nice medium and just we'll figure out another way to be nerdy.
That or we'll all just like get together in sword fighting costume.
Dude, okay.
Let's do this.
So what? Oh, fuck. All right. So basically the focus of this podcast is going to be in Appleton every year there's an anime podcast convention called KitsuneCon. Now, Roan, AJ, and I went to KitsuneCon.
Adam
did not, but that means that we have someone here to be like, what, when we tell them stories from this convention.
Like about Warky saving America.
But what was just mentioned... what was just mentioned before, the boffer room?
Oh, tits.
Yeah, you forgot it's not attached anymore.
I did.
Roan just fell backward on my chair. He could have died. What if we had it recorded? If you fell back and broke your neck or, like, hit your head, and you were dead, and your death was recorded on my computer?
We'd post the podcast.
Yeah, totally.
Would
you
have no respect?
You guys just keep on going. And then, like, oh, Roan died in the middle of this.
Okay, so just so we're clear about the last rites. Just so we're clear about the last rites. We're all in agreement that if any of us die during a podcast, finish it and post it.
Yeah.
Gotten.
Well,
we'll figure it out later then.
When you're dead.
And by figure it out, I mean do it anyway. Okay, so there was a room at this convention called the Boffer Room, where they had, like, LARPing weapons, which if you don't know what LARPing is, you need to just go.
Don't Google it, okay? L-A-R-P, it's capital letters. We're not going to take time to explain it, because it's actually kind of complex.
Yeah, we probably kind of could have explained it in the amount of time we've done circumventing that. But
yeah, anyways.
It's just acting.
Right, so if you get hit in, like, a limb, you lose that limb. If you get hit in two limbs, you die. If you get hit in the torso, you die. If you get hit in the face, it doesn't count. But
that's how real life works.
Right, that's how it works. So that's why you see all these people get shot in the head. Nothing happens. So we, Ron and I did this, like, a lot for a long time. But one of the coolest things there, and I want to do this with you. I don't know if I ever explained it.
I would love to do that.
Here we go. It's, there's a handle a little less than a foot long, and one side has a tuft of, like, fabric, and that's the blade. And then they throw it down in the middle of you on, like, the count of three, and you have to fight over the knife for who can stab the other person with it.
Dude.
Yeah. It was really cool. They were, like, tossing over each other and stuff. I never got the chance to do the knife fight, but I really, really want to.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So you guys would be up for, like, just a sword fighting club.
Yes.
Like, okay.
Absolutely.
That would be so preferable to what they're doing. So
yeah.
Good.
You should take sword fighting lessons.
Become I have.
Where do you? What? Wait.
Where do we do?
Before
these?
We move on, where did you? When and where did you take sword fighting lessons?
I took a broadsword fighting class at the university like 3 years ago.
What?
Oh my god!
I thought you were like. Fencing olives for martinis or something.
No.
Like, by the look of you.
No, I took broadsword fighting.
Okay.
It was fun. It was like 5 hours.
I want to take a sword class. Like, katanas, preferably.
That's it. Cancel all your college plans, guys. We're gonna find somewhere to teach us a sword
fight. Fencing requires a lot of expertise. Broadsword fighting is really just about, like, realizing what your opponent is going to do next.
No, I was just making a joke that you seem really gay.
Oh!
Fencing olives for martinis is what I said.
God damn it.
I know. I just looked at the mic spikes and it's like, oh! And it went way up. Yes. So.
Yes.
General thoughts of Kitsune-kun.
Awesome.
Yeah. I beat Liesel at Tekken.
You know.
What's her last name?
Liesel Wilkerson.
Liesel Wilkerson.
Otherwise, Zafina Williams, Zafina, and Christina something.
Otherwise known as Liesel Weapon.
Liesel Weapon. We call her Liesel Weapon.
That's her Twitter hashtag.
Really?
Liesel Weapon.
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
It is. I checked.
Good.
Liesel Weapon.
And all of her, convention rooms, pan rooms, were with a guy named...
Warkiti Chocobo.
But his real name's Steve Nunez.
Yeah, Steve Nunez. But if you guys want to look him up, Warkiti Chocobo.
He's super funny.
Single P Day came out yesterday.
He is a Mormon.
Which is really important.
Right, it is very important.
That's sort of like those stories that begin with, like, so this black guy walked in.
Right.
Why is it important that he's black?
Oh, it is important that he brings it up a lot.
Yeah, he uses it in all of his jokes, and, like...
And he's the Mormon Weird Al.
He has a band called They Might Be Elders. Can you not talk over me, sir?
I didn't figure it out. You didn't seem like you could get it.
Is that a Lovecraft reference?
No, they might be giants.
Well, but elders.
No, it's Mormon.
Mormon. That's why we said he's Mormon.
Mormonism is elders? I've never...
I don't know. There must be elders in Mormons. I don't know.
Are you sure it's Mormonism?
I am not a Mormon. I
guarantee you it is Mormonism.
Okay.
He does a bunch of funky things, though.
He does. He does parodies of songs about Mormonism. Way to talk over me again.
Mormonizer.
Yup. That's what I was saying.
Mormonizer. Teach you. Baptize you. Can I be the opening of that song to this?
Yeah.
If I can find a good, if I can get a good recording of it, absolutely yes, it can be the opening song for this. Mormonizer. You already heard it. I was going to say listen for it, but you already heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm going to forget, and they're going to be like, this doesn't sound like it would be Mormonizer. Sounds like Arcade Fire.
In case Mark screwed up, it's a switch from Womanizer.
Yes, it is a switch from Womanizer.
P-Day came out yesterday.
Did it? This is hit single. P-Day. It's P-Day, P-Day. Preparation Day.
Yeah, Preparation Day.
What's that?
I don't know. It's something in Mormonism.
I guess you prepare for some sort of rite.
I think.
Or is the annual slaughtering of the goat? Like what?
Or is it the thing about preparation for the days of famine? Let's call Jared right now. Call the only Mormon you know.
No, you know two Mormons now.
Yeah, because we know his little sister.
Oh, three then. Walkie Tee is the third.
My cousin is a Mormon.
I don't know his little sister.
Let's call her
really?
Cousin.
He's no cousin of yours then?
She and...
I'm just kidding around.
I don't discuss it.
No, he was saying how he was on a plane,
right,
and they were having turbulence, like really bad. And people had made a prayer circle, and they were all sitting around praying with each other. And then he walks up, he's like, is this a prayer circle? And they're like, yeah, what denomination are you? And he said, I'm a Mormon. Oh, thank God!
We're safe.
Like,
what?
He's like, we're safe now.
I don't...
Well, because there's a belief that Mormons are... what's preferred by God or whatever.
A rumor started by Mormons, maybe.
Well, that was a South Park episode where Kenny dies and when he's about to go to heaven, but there's a sign that says the Mormons were right or whatever, and then it's just a bunch of Mormons in heaven, and Kenny's not allowed in because he's not a Mormon. And then he goes to hell. It's kind of funny.
Why would that make sense? If there's, like, a belief that the Mormons are right, then why don't they become Mormons?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Exactly. That's why it's dumb. It's not... For if we have Mormon listeners, it's not that we're against Mormonism. It's that it's silly to be a religion and then think that the Mormons are right. You know?
Because it's like, well, then why aren't you...
Right, why aren't you a Mormon?
Except for that, like, a lot of religions, like, for people...
Hey, you can be a Mormon!
They choose the... They choose the religion that their parents were. Like, often.
Oh, you know what? That's true, though.
Like, no matter what their beliefs are, they often just go to what their parents...
You should get warned. Your faith is geographical,
not theological. I want that bumper sticker, actually.
Just, We'll send him a message on Facebook that says, "Hey, Warky, we talked about you on a podcast for like an hour. So you should talk about us on your thing." Whatever it is you do. If you're dubbing an anime, I don't care. Just slip our name in.
This year's podcast.
Don't miss something that Glazy Gamers... Isn't this the greatest gaming podcast ever about Mormons and religion?
Be depressed, because anime's the best.
You know, we never promised... The name doesn't promise that we're going to talk about gaming. We're just gamers.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of been our excuse. We're fulfilling
our promise. Our promise rings.
I love that our logo is so awesome, and you just kind of like made it in Photoshop and like.
Yeah, I made that in like a half a second. Listeners have seen our logo. You're probably looking at it on your thing right now because you forgot what it looks like. But yeah, I spent about a half a second making that, and then like a couple months ago, AJ, you were saying to me we should get a different logo,
and I was like,
I was like, that one's all right. I made it in 3 seconds, and I don't want to put more work into making a logo. But if you have an idea, I'll make it for you.
I really like that logo.
That'd be cool too.
I like that logo.
I like it, but it's too old.
It's getting stale now.
It's stale like this cast.
Nintendo has had the same logo for its entire.
Yeah, and it's boring.
AJ,
that logo is boring as shit.
AJ, if you make your own logo and like put it on the internet, Mark can just put it on the thing.
Yeah, I know.
Like
I'm stuck for ideas, I've stopped caring.
The internet.
Wait.
As a strong supporter of Lamar Smith, I don't know if I like the internet.
Why would I,
none of us got it.
He's a guy who wrote SOPA.
It's funny, because I had to explain it.
So,
what was I saying? Oh yeah, why would he have to put it on the internet so that I could make it our thing? Why would
so you have make it our thing?
So then you wouldn't have to remake it, you would just post.
Yeah, but you could do that.
I know.
You have the password.
All right, guys.
You know how to get
it. You post the podcast, so he'd have to give it to you so that...
He has my password and whatnot.
He
has a password to our email, too.
Beat my Asia.
Okay, so what...
I just got Warky on my brain.
What do you think
of... Yeah, it's so funny.
I love Warky. What do you think of Kids in Conroe?
It was awesome.
It's awesome. What do you think, Adrian?
I'm Ron Paul.
Okay. Liesl. I love Liesl.
Watching,
she's the best.
Watching Liesl and Warky play Tekken against
each other was
so funny.
Because
they were both playing the character who Liesl played, and then like yelling at each other.
It was so good. When was this? When did that happen?
At probably 11 o'clock at night.
This would be great to hear these stories. I might have heard of any of these
people.
Maybe
like 9, I don't know, it was late.
It was really late. It was like, right? It was when we were looking for Mark and
Dime Warky.
Yeah, when they were going outside.
I didn't know him that great,
didn't
though.
Tell him.
Oh, now we have two discussions going. But yeah, I didn't really know who Liesl was. I knew Warky somewhat. Not well, though. And I knew Colleen Klinkenbeer, of course. She signed my thing.
Okay.
So here's
a good sign my dick.
This is a good sign. So I don't know why I'm reaching for it. It's not like the listeners can see it.
Yes.
Colleen Klinkenbeard played the character Rachel in the anime Case Closed. In the American dub, that is. But I happen to have a Japanese only release of a film of the same anime, Case Closed, and they have a sub. But they don't have a dub. And she was having an autographing session. So I took it there to get it signed by her because it had nothing to do with her at all. And she's like, why are you having me sign this? And I was like, I bet it'd be fun. And she's like, is this a bootleg? Because it looks like it's a bootleg. It's like Japanese production. So she's just like looking at it for a good minute of just straight like her pulling out the paper and like looking at the case and whatnot. And she's like, well, if it's a bootleg, it's a really good one, so they deserve me signing it. But for a second, I thought for sure I wasn't going to get signed.
And then I got Borderlands signed, and she got excited.
Yeah. AJ was, like, the only person who brought Borderlands. Which
it was weird.
And then I asked, like, 40 questions about it in the Q&A. I made her do the voice.
Right.
The loot's be mine.
You know, she was very, very receptive to people being like, do the voice, do this voice, do that voice.
She liked
it. If I was a voice actor, I wouldn't really have a problem with that. No, yeah, see, because that's it. All I wanted. I wouldn't want to answer. Oh, so the industry, the blah blah blah. But I wouldn't want to answer something because I'd have to think about it. Right, if someone's like, do the Luffy voice. I'd be like, I'm the king of the pirates. You know, that takes 2 seconds. I don't have to think about it.
Right.
I'd way rather answer questions about the industry than fucking sit there being their puppet.
Well, I do. Like the thing is that the industry stuff—that's what you deal with every day. Like, if you're
that's
doing
true.
Your
you're not voice voices. Acting.
No, you're not voice acting
no,
the same character
like,
every day.
Yeah. So, like, it's probably been years since she did the, I don't know, character
the
Yoko Metal.
And, the Yoko
yeah.
Ono voice.
No. The Yuko.
Yuko.
Gee, I think it'd be fun to bring up old voices and stuff.
I asked her about, like, writing stuff, because she wrote an episode or two of XXXHolic, and I was like, so the animation style is pretty dark, but the writing is very light. How did you compensate for that when you were writing an episode? And she seemed very receptive to answer that as well. So I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that statement, but
I don't. Yeah, I would like to do the voices. I mean, if I was like Chris Sabat and I was just like overnight down, you know, I'd get really sick of that really fast.
Oh my god!
Because
I would not be able to handle that.
I would do it, but I would just
Chris
get really sick of it.
I assume
yes.
Okay, it's over and over down.
Yeah, I couldn't do that all the time. I'd get sick of it.
Marky mentioned that in the original manga, it was 8,000. So the Japanese
also
writer, when everybody was tweaking out about over 9,000, he's like, "What is this? I wrote 8,000."
Why do you think like, "Oh, well, 8,000 is not good enough. I'm gonna go to 9."
Yeah. Like, what executive made that fucking
well,
decision?
Well, because it probably had to do with the power unit. The power level on the Scouter was probably in metric when it was in Japan.
Well, in the anime, they
you are so full of bullshit.
It's his metric power. It,
you are so full of fucking shit.
In the
oh my god,
well, anime, he does say his power level. It's over 8,000. No, it's over 9. And then he does the it's over 9,000. So
it's
they do
over,
make
god.
Reference to it. But I love that bit. I did a pretty good impression of Nappa today. I don't know if I could do it again. But
what was the skirts reference that they were talking about? Like, they said the two ones that everyone annoys them with is the over 9,000 and the skirts.
Oh, yeah. I don't know either. There must have been something in Dragon Ball Z involving
DBZ?
Skirts. Yeah,
apparently.
About skirts?
Apparently two lines that people ask him to say. It's the over 9,000 one, and Vegeta said something about skirts. And I have no idea what it is. I'm sure we have a listener sitting at his computer just nerd raging right now.
I'll look it up.
If we had that many listeners.
I need to say.
Our one listener is getting very angry.
I need to
even
say.
Even we're sorry. Don't hate us forever.
I thought I was pretty weird before I went to Kitsugan. And I went there, and now I'm like, nah, I'm pretty normal.
Oh my god, what? You know what we didn't do for Colin Klingenberg that we should have had to do?
What?
Had to read something like the Luffy voice or something.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been fantastic.
We could have recorded it and put it on the podcast.
Have her do.
Oh, we could have had her do our intro.
We could have had her do.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we could have had her do the thing that they had Vegeta do. Mama says knock you out, but then one of her
gangsta boogie.
But like the like lyrics, I could have had her read Wu-Tang lyrics. That's
okay. Now whenever we go to a convention, we need to record a voice actor.
They totally get them.
Do you think? I would think that voice actors would get pissed if you recorded them saying
no,
them.
No,
she had a bunch of people recording her.
Yeah, people went up to him and, you know, asked, you know, can you record something for
voice
the show?
Actors aren't pretentious
like
regular
all
actors.
All the voice actors.
Well, I could never be a voice actor then. Pretentious is the most appealing part about acting to me.
Okay. Here we go, Vegeta skirt.
All the voice actors. Panties.
Run, you gotta get
Dragon Ball Wiki.
Well,
I'm gonna go use
I don't know. I was really looking forward to the Colin Klingenberg because I was like familiar with the work. But then Weasel and Warky showed up and it was like awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what they did, like anything about what they did before.
See, I'd read about Warky before, but I didn't really know him that great. What was kind of neat about that though is that Colleen had a lot of people there for her.
Mm-hmm.
She had like full rooms. Well, at least
so
Warky. We
had into some rooms that were just like six people in Colleen's
because
no one
true.
Knew where she was going.
What happened was it was Star Wars the 501st and You, and that got canceled. So they turned it into a script writing Q&A with Colleen Klinkenbeard. But nobody expected it to be anything other than Star Wars thing. So first of all, nobody was showing up to that anyways. And then the people who did show up were told that it was a script writing panel.
So basically, there was like six people in a room with Colleen Klinkenbeard and then us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like kind of talking back and forth. Not as much as when we were with Lisa and Warky, though. Lisa and Warky, we were in an even smaller room with even less people.
They make a really good team, though.
They do. Lisa and Warky together.
Like,
they're very comical.
Lisa. Warky likes to tell a story, and then, like, Lisa does crazy voices.
Yeah, she backs it up with, like,
great funny Hello Japanese Kitty stuff. Voice.
Super funny.
So, yeah. It was a really good time, though.
I'm listening to the mini skirt line right now.
Oh, really? Okay, you'll have to tell us what that consists of.
I will. He just said Roy Mustang is dead sexy, though.
Mark went crazy at the rave.
What do you mean, I went crazy? That's what you're supposed to do at raves. You're supposed to go crazy at raves.
Yeah, no one else was. It was like you and Dylan who were going crazy, and that was it, though.
Yeah!
No one else. Everyone else was just dancing like normal.
Okay.
No, and you two were like...
At the start of
going hard.
Yeah, hard style. We were dancing hard style because they were playing hard style music. What did you expect us to do? But what happened?
But like the memorized thing was the rap.
No one else was doing it.
He's memorized the rap with the Gangsta Boogie because he just said it super fast.
Of course.
So people must ask him to do that a lot.
That's so funny.
Oh my god.
No, basically it started out.
Fuck, it was in Milwaukee sometime. Damn it, we should have went.
The rave started out as like a pit in the front, and then like somebody went up there and faced the audience and started dancing in a very methodic way, and they were all like, oh, let's Zumba this bitch. So that's what they were all doing, the same thing, and Dylan and I were like, no, we're not doing that, this is a rave. So we were dancing hard style, and that's, we weren't crazy. We didn't go crazy.
Compared to the rest of the anime people, you were crazy.
Okay, well, I was having a good time, so I don't care.
That's good.
Dylan, there's no way either of you knows a hard style dance.
They were just, real hard
style.
They were like,
fake hard
jumping
style.
Around and doing some crazy stuff. You know how these crazy kids do.
Okay, Ron, explain to him how I was dancing.
You were doing some crazy stuff. I don't know, like, banging your head all around.
No, I wasn't headbanging all the way through, though. Like, explain here.
Jumping around.
Basically, it was pretty standard fare for a rave.
And the rest of them were doing Zumbas?
No, yeah, basically, they were doing Zumba.
Like, everyone else was normal dancing. Like,
No. Okay, off the dance floor, there were people dancing normal. And then on the dance floor, there were people who were doing uniform dances together. I was like, what are you doing?
Dylan
and I went in there and just started banging out. I shouldn't say banging out. That sounds bad.
I don't know. I quit out of that area once everyone started doing the uniform dances. So
right,
I didn't know that lasted longer than, like, a minute because I was stupid.
We weren't that crazy, though.
Isn't the miniskirt
okay,
line?
Yeah, we were nuts. We were nuts.
Now that I think of it, isn't miniskirt just the rap?
What?
Isn't that miniskirt the name of the rap he does?
It must have been, yeah.
Because I listen to, like, every time I look at it, it's just, Mama says knock you out, Gangsta Boogie.
I don't think so. I'm like, that's
gotta
be
rap,
the,
though.
I thought it was Knock You Out by,
Who do you think it's by?
I don't know, Biggie Smalls? I don't listen
Biggie
to
Smalls.
Shit rap.
Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
Oh, yeah. Warky is going next year.
Warky's going next year?
Yeah.
I'm glad we signed up for the event, KitsuneCon 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, if you care to join us, actually, if you generate enough interest, we'll get a panel there.
Yeah, we probably will.
I don't think AJ was saying we should get one at Wasabi Con.
Well, I just want one in general.
I think we should get one at KitsuneCon.
I would rather have one at KitsuneCon, yeah.
But are we gonna do it?
Then we have to wait. We're gonna record a podcast. That's what AJ was just saying. We do what we do here in front of an audience, but they generate like they become part of it, and then
right,
yeah, and or if nobody shows up, then we just do what we know.
What's the likeliness that we even have 500 listeners?
We don't have 500.
We need 10.
We have that.
I was going to say, Lisa and Marky had 6 people.
We have had a lot of people listen to our podcast, though.
So if we can get 6 people to show up, that'd be enough.
Listen, and we actually have quite a few subscribers.
Email us or just talk to me on Facebook. Mark Dries. Mark Dries.
Go talk to me. You can
don't get me pedophiles.
Well,
I'm 18 now.
The thing is, we're in the group. So, like, people can click on
you could just
right
yeah,
there.
You could just go to the...
We're all listed as cast members.
Or if you want to talk to me, just find me on Facebook.
Yeah, they're all our friends. There's, like, 2 that aren't.
Really?
Yeah.
You'll have to point me to the 2 that aren't our friends.
Or maybe... I don't know any of them.
Okay. Any of the two.
Yeah, but email us, you know, just get some interest going. We'll get a panel. Going.
We want a panel. I want a panel. I don't know about you guys.
I really want a panel.
That would be fun.
I'll be in Minneapolis, so.
Oh, you sure you wouldn't take a vacation to come to KissingCon with us?
Just I would if you guys got a panel.
Just skip class for a day.
Just skip class for a day. No one will care at college.
More like 2 days, actually. Like, it'll be Saturday, Sunday that you guys are going to have to skip class.
It's true.
But we'll only have a panel one day.
Take Delta Airlines.
Do you know how long it takes to get to
I would love to be signed.
Take a train.
Shit. 5.5 hours-ish?
Take a train.
Trains cost as much as flying nowadays.
Not so ride a horse. Just figure out a way.
Yes! I'm riding a horse.
I ride a whore.
Take Delta Airlines.
Okay, Tyrion Lannister.
Fuck you, I'm Tyrion.
Don't really take Delta Airlines.
Okay.
Really I'll take being a midget.
So,
if I get to be that one,
AJ and I went into the.
Oh, Ron was there too. Don't forget.
That was scary.
Ron was with us too.
That was scary.
You didn't enjoy it as much as we did.
It was really funny.
It was hilarious.
I laughed so hard. Okay,
so we went.
But it was also scary.
We went into the 18 plus room,
the porn den.
The porn den, basically. It was a hentai room. Adam, have you been told this yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was. Well, could you react like you haven't been told before?
Sure.
Because that'll make it more interesting.
Something about wolf, right?
Okay, so basically...
Legend of the Blue Wolf.
If you are in this area of, like, con-goers and stuff, and then you walk out into the hotel, and you walk down a hallway and take a right, and keep going down this hallway, and into a room with a curtain in front of it. It's so far away
from the rest of the convention.
It's so isolated. And you open up the curtain and walk in and close it, and there's a dude there checking IDs, and then he'll let you through the next curtain. It's like an airlock to keep the porn in.
The porn can escape.
One thing, Mark, you went in on there at Saturday, and you just saw one person sitting there alone, and you're like,
Sunday.
Sorry, dude.
let's explain the rest of this first, but yeah. So we walk in, and it's a pretty dark room, and there's, like a few guys, not a girl there yet.
I think there was one girl there at the time.
However, there might have been one, but there were cups.
Maybe two.
There were cups.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was weird. Our
initial reaction.
What? So I turned into the guy behind me. I was feeling particularly ballsy this day, so I ventured to ask. I was like, "What exactly are these for?"
Not wanting to hear the answer.
Right? No, but he was like, "It's for a raffle." Which may not have happened. Which I don't think it did happen. But yeah, all the cups.
What if we won and we just didn't get any panties?
You'll know. They began the film. Which, the thing about today, that we went in today, it was Anal Saturday. Where they showed nothing but Yaoi, which is male hentai,
from
10 to midnight. So they began the film. It was Legend of the Blue Wolves. Please only look it up if you're
ready for
fall. No, don't look it up. Actually,
look it up. Look
ready
it up.
For anal rape. Okay, yeah, there was like 6 minute long scenes of this like overweight general raping these guys at an academy to fly Gundams.
Yeah, one of them seemed kind of consensual a little bit. The very first one. With him raping that dude. It seemed a little more consensual than the rest.
With him raping that dude, it seemed consensual. There was one consensual scene toward the end.
Yeah, when that one was confirmed.
There were two roommates in it, and they were like, I want to have sex with you before we graduate. And he's like, okay. And then it happened.
Fine!
And then, like, oh my gosh, though.
This is really tasty.
The plot, they tried to be really deep, and there was, like, a twist at the end where, like...
Oh.
The main character's roommate had turned into a monster from the enemy faction that they were fighting, and he had to kill him with a knife.
That was really sad.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say.
It was a really sad movie.
That's what I was going to say, is that the background music was like
fucking John
Williams.
Like, there was a full orchestra in the background playing this super sad stuff.
John Williams doesn't write sad stuff.
Well, no, you get what I mean, though. Just, it was really, like, high quality.
Like fucking Star Wars.
How did you get this many violins to write music for a porn?
Well, that wasn't what it's originally about. They just kind of made it, and then they're like, we're going to throw this on a porn.
I certainly
hope you love it.
It was pretty fantastic, though.
Basically, the whole audience was just doing a Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing where they were making fun of it the whole time.
There's this chick in front of us.
How could you make fun of sex scenes that many times?
Oh my gosh. It was so easy. It was
really funny.
It was hilarious, and it was easier than regular films. We
didn't talk about castration yet.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, okay. So one of the scenes of rape, is the main character is getting raped by the general. And when he's getting plowed out, his roommate is running with a knife, and then it shows this upshot of the general of his area, and then just the junk flies off. So they like artistically showed that he had just gotten his cock cut off
and blood sprayed out.
It was ridiculous. Like this hentai that we had just watched was so
Legend of the Blue Wolves.
Legend of the Blue Wolves. If you look it up, you'll probably find it. It's volume 1. Volume 1 is what we watched.
Of what?
They never made any more volumes.
They should have. They really should have.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I have seen one hentai, and it was in multiple volumes as well.
It was
boy on girl, though, so...
Okay, well, yeah. I don't know who's watching these, like, episodically. Somebody, though.
Well, like, you plow one out to one of them, and then you're like, well, I already saw that one, I'm going to the next one.
Jeez Louise.
But who watches it for the story? Yeah. They just want to see the guys play, and they're like, oh, I'm done.
The quality of this podcast has raised, I'd say.
Well, and we didn't even cover the best part, which was the hand checks.
Oh, and yes!
If you raised your hands quick enough, you got a pair of panties from Walmart.
Yep. What? The guy in charge of it would throw you a pair of panties.
What?
If you could raise your hand fast enough on
the
hand
check. That's awesome.
Another fantastic thing is when we were going to leave to go to the rave, the guy in charge was like, wait. He got up and gave us Skittles on our way out.
It was a really surreal experience.
I felt closer to those people than I do to most.
Exactly.
On
like
meeting them the first
the
time.
The next day, when I was just walking about on my own, and I saw them, and I'd be like, hey man, what's up? And they'd be like, not much. Like, that nothing bonds you closer than just watching
gay porn together.
Gay porn together. That would bind you better.
I really want to post that on my Facebook.
I really wish I could become Facebook friends with everybody in that room.
I know, we should have asked. We should have asked.
Damn, yeah, we should have had some names. Like that chick in front of us, she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
She showed us some panties.
What if that's even you?
I hope it is. I hope it is.
This podcast is brought to you by M. Night Shyamalan. Oh, gosh.
If that was by any chance you, write in. I want to know.
I felt so at home.
With all the porn?
No, not with all the porn, but just like at KitsuneCon.
I know. I was so depressed when it ended. I didn't think it could be really that depressed, but I was like, oh.
That convention was a lot of fun.
When we were driving home, we were in Oshkosh, and there was this chick who had one of those long, like, hippie satchels, like one of those long purses.
Oh, that's funny.
And I instantly I thought she had a tail on. And I took it at face value. I was like, oh yeah, she's got a tail on. And then I looked again, and I was like, oh, she's wearing a purse, but
you're in the
I expected it to be a tail because everybody was wearing a tail there.
Yeah.
I bought some fuzzy leggings.
Which he's wearing on his arms.
I'm wearing.
I thought you were going to explain the bare arms.
I am right now. What do you think I'm doing?
Watch the shit. Well, tell them what they look like.
Okay, so they're neon green, blue, and black, and they're like probably a good inch and a half long strands of fur that are leggings from the length of a calf. So like from the knee to the over the feet. And they're super fuzzy and super loose, so when they move around, they get kind of hypnotic. And they're so fantastic. But I'm wearing them on my arm.
Folks, whatever you're imagining right now, scale the ridiculous up by like 4 times.
I'm wearing jeans, so I couldn't wear them on my legs. So I was like, well, I like how they look on the arms too, so. Look, I can just hypnotize you.
What time are we at?
Doesn't matter.
I'm remembering. Oh, yeah!
I got some cat gloves.
I've got to leave fairly soon.
Why didn't you wear those today? That is the question. Rome got cat gloves.
What?
You know it.
They're pretty neat, actually. They're like those, the fingerless, not fingerless, what is it called? Well, when they don't have any separation finger at all, it just, like, goes over, what is that called? A fingerless mitten. It's a fingerless mitten with no thumb, it's just a hole for the thumb, and then in the center is a cat paw. And then they're furry all the way around, up to, like, probably halfway up to the elbow.
Black and purple.
Black and purple.
Because that's how I roll.
They sound super emo crappy when I'm describing them, but they look pretty good on them, actually. So, yeah.
It's fun. Pull off purple. It's amazing.
It's a very weird trait that you have, but you do it.
It's one of my 108 secret talents.
I'd like to hear the other 107 sometime.
It's a reference to Tsubasa Bay, actually.
One of them is jazz, right? Because you got that
old
jazz.
When did my cat get in here? Ninja's so sly.
Just hiding in your guitar box.
I don't play the guitar. I don't want to keep that in here.
I bought a Nyan cat thing.
Did you?
I just needed to let everybody know that.
Yeah, and then we saw that Rainbow Belt at Goodwill, and we were like, we should buy this for AJ and tell him to make the Nyan cat.
What? You guys saw a Rainbow Belt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was different, though. It was like a, you know those leather weave belts? I can't think of what
they're called. Oh, it was like that?
Yeah, it was like that, but it was rainbow. Like, each of them was a different color.
Dude, but you could have made a tail out of it.
Out of the rainbow belt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or a tie?
You know, for one more...
Dude,
that was what we were gonna do. We were all gonna dress up as different color neon cats.
Really? When did this come up?
I don't remember.
That's awesome, yes. But like...
That was what we were gonna do for next year's kitchen.
Well, we do different color Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
I see.
Or maybe cat fur color could be different.
So. Well, I just realized... Okay, we were trying to figure out what to cosplay as for our next endeavors.
Since when do you own Walnut Cap Toes?
Okay, Adam, I'm gonna need you to focus here, because you're digging under my bed and looking at shoes. I wore them to the concert, and you were like, oh, those, take those. And I was like, okay. I don't wear them otherwise, though. Like, I couldn't find my wingtips, so those are what I wore. I prefer the wingtips. So much nicer. Anyways, okay, yeah, so we were discussing what we should cosplay as for our next anime con adventure. And, Ron and I want to go as, the characters from Cowboy Bebop. I want to be Spike, and you either want to be Vicious or the drug dealer from the first episode.
The Red-Eyed Coyote.
Red-Eyed Coyote is his name.
Shit.
Which is a tough decision to make.
The problem with being Vicious is I'll be so hot.
I just have to dry my hair blonde and put on a crazy smile, and I'm that guy from Bakugo.
Who's Vicious on Cowboy Bebop?
Vicious is like the main villain.
Yeah.
The antagonist.
He's Spike's best friend, or ex-best friend, rather.
Jet? I should be Jet.
Yeah, they were,
You could be Jet.
Spike taught Vicious how to fight and stuff like that. Like, Spike was his mentor.
No, I was actually thinking about doing Lupin
that's
the Third.
That's such a strong team of jacket
that would fit him perfectly.
Oh, dude! That's such a good idea. You should be Lupin the Third.
I was thinking... My only problem with it would be the hair. Because I don't know how to do the...
Your hair's already pretty close to his, isn't it?
It's just he's like, got the, like that poof thing in the front.
You could do it.
It's kind of a poof.
Figure a way out. It's a... That's a pretty awesome idea. Lupin the Third.
Ah!
Okay.
This is a pretty easy one.
But yeah, Marissa wanted to go with me as Haku, the water spirit from Spirited Away, and she wanted to go as Chihiro from same film. To do
I haven't seen
cosplay.
That one for a while, so I don't
However,
know.
Chihiro, is that Sen?
Yeah. Sen and Chihiro are the same person. Yubaba gives Sen her name as Sen.
Because
and
it's
takes
one
away
Japanese
Chihiro.
Character.
Right. And then she forgets it, and that's how you lose it. Well, she doesn't forget it at any point, but she almost does. If you haven't seen Spirited Away, watch it, guys.
So, Miyazaki.
Just watch every single Miyazaki film, except for maybe Ponyo. That one was kind of meh.
It was okay. I like the artistic style of it, so I was in.
Oh, but grab a box of tissues for Graveyard of the Fireflies.
Like that. Or just don't watch it.
Or just don't.
I mean, it wasn't that great.
It wasn't his best film, and it's a tearjerker.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think I'm gonna
Box of the next one is the nosebleeds, right?
Right, for the nosebleeds, because it's just so sexy.
I forgot that's how Japan shows horniness.
Yeah, they make the nosebleed.
What a weird thing. Does it make any sense?
I like how we had a discussion with Colleen about this.
Yeah, Colleen Blinkenbeard was talking about like how that gets lost in translation so easily.
Liesl was in Lost in Translation. I never figured out who she was or what. She's sexy businesswoman.
Sexy business.
I looked on IMDb.
It said her name as sexy businesswoman.
Damn, I would, if I ever got a part in a movie that was an extra and they entitled me sexy, I'd take that pretty seriously. I'd be like, oh, good, I'm officially sexy. Oh, she could have a business card that says professional sexy businesswoman.
I'm a professional expert.
Yep. So I don't know if we're gonna at WasabiCon go one day as Spike, one day as
what's WasabiCon?
WasabiCon is in it's in Wausau.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's why it's spelled Wasabi with Wasa in the name.
I'm totally
I don't know any of the people that are going. Like, I looked at the list.
Oh, really? I didn't look at it either, but I don't care.
I couldn't find them on
We'll make IMDb new friends.
Yeah.
I gave the you.
Though, I'm almost thinking, wouldn't it be just better to save our money and just go to GeekCon and go all out?
What happens?
I'm going to all of them.
What's GeekCon?
Yeah,
GeekCon's in Madison, and it's just a really big version of it.
Yeah, but
it's not constricted to anime.
I don't like the idea of a big con, though.
I kind of do. I don't know. I'm sure it gets, like, kind of in sections.
I liked it how Kitsune Kan was so small.
I'm gonna get going.
You're leaving?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys took forever to set up.
Are we gonna watch?
Well, if you gotta go, you gotta go, so.
It's almost an hour. Tonight?
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 If you're free tonight, I watch it. I don't
know. I'll ring you guys up if I am free.
You know what I did with my life today? I potted chives.
I took some of those chives.
Like, I found chives in back of the school, and I was like, oh, I should pot these. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Where's that going?
Mother gosh.
I don't think a Spike cosplay would be too hard to get together, really.
I don't know how to make that vicious.
His outfit's kind of weird.
He just wears a suit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's a space suit.
No, dude.
Not like a space suit like an astronaut, but like it's a suit.
It's a suit. From the future. There's one thing about it. It's got a bright blue flap on the left side.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, and that might be harder to pull together. But it's just one thing. I can do that by June or whatever it is.
And your hair, that'll be tough to...
You'll just dye
to dye it green?
Well, no, he's the crazy anime hair.
I have crazy anime hair.
Well, not like Spike's crazy anime hair.
How is it not like Spike's crazy anime hair?
It's just not
the same. It's the closest you've ever seen in real life. Can you admit this?
Eric Yang, or whatever.
Eric Yang?
You've got some pretty crazy anime hair.
Yeah, but not Spike Spiegel anime hair.
No.
Yeah, mine's pretty close.
I actually disagree with you. Like, you've said that your hair is not like Spike's before, but I disagree.
I think my hair is like Spike's before.
It's similar enough, I guess, but...
It'll work. It'll do the purpose.
You don't have to have the right hair to cosplay as something.
This is
right?
True, but I'd like to be close.
An Asian cosplayed as Cole McGrath with hair.
Hold on. If you're Asian and you're cosplaying, you have a leg up. Do an Asian character!
I know,
please! I only see white people cosplaying as these Asian characters.
Yeah, so this Asian guy's cosplaying as a white bald dude, but he has hair. Like, what the fuck?
Whatever, man.
It was cool, it was a good costume, I just thought it was odd.
That's like if you're hunting with a rifle, and you're like, I think I'll kill the deer with this knife. Like, you could do a lot more things.
Pretty accurate.
Well, I think that might be all we got this week. Or this week. By this week, I mean this month.
Yeah, this year. The rest of the year, we're done.
We're done for the rest of the
year. Calling it in.
You guys don't email us. You never write anymore.
You don't love us. I feel like the woman in the relationship is just unloved. You know, it's not perfect, but it's ours.
All right, do you want to go just from three?
Three, two, one!
There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.